Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume is under some fire for suggesting that Tiger Woods should become a Christian during a segment on Fox News Sunday.
He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
Well, Britt is here this afternoon with us to respond to those accusations, and he joins us now. Britt is the senior political analyst for Fox News. Thanks for being here, Britt.
I'm glad to talk to you. Which accusations did you have?
A lot of people are, while some people think you're right on, there are also a number of people who think it's way out of line for the senior political analyst to be up on Fox News where it says fair and balanced, talking about someone's religion and what they should do.
Well, it was a wide-open segment. It's the one we do once a year on Fox News Sunday, in which we talk about developments in sports, which is not my field, entertainment, which is not my field, and we do politics as well. So it's the one time during the year when we're called upon to comment on areas outside our immediate specialty.
Buddhism doesn't offer forgiveness and redemption offered by the Christian faith. What did you mean by that?
Well, just what I said. Look, Christianity is uniquely and especially about redemption and forgiveness. That is what the cornerstone of the faith is about. Other faiths are not hostile to the idea, but think of what the message of Christ in Christianity is. It is that the God of the universe sent his only begotten Son, who died a hideous death on the cross to atone for all of our sins. And we are thereby offered through that act a new covenant in which we are offered forgiveness and redemption on a continuing basis in return for our faith in God and our continuing efforts to live the Christian life. That is a unique doctrine, and it is one that seems to me that in the very tragic and desperate situation which I think Tiger Woods has found himself, there's a real opportunity for him there, and my deep hope is that he would take it.
You know, in the Washington Post's On Faith column, a Baptist minister named Welton Gaddy said he's been a minister for 50 years. He's delighted to see the faith discussed in public. However, he's not pleased to see his faith used in a utilitarian manner, whether the issue is personal forgiveness or national politics.
I don't know what he means by utilitarian. I read that column, and I couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
News, I mean, you can use, I guess.
Well, maybe, but that then he seems to think that the message is fine, but the forum was wrong, and I suppose we can argue about that, but I'm not greatly troubled about that.
You remember when the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, President Clinton surrounded himself with religious leaders, and some say, only some, that didn't ring true. Couldn't the same thing happen with Tiger?
It could. That's true. It could. But there have been others whom we've seen, and a wonderful example is Charles Colson, a central figure in the Watergate scandal, who by his own acknowledgement did some terrible things. But here was a man who repented of all that, who made a conversion and has built this incredible prison fellowship ministry, which has been, I think universally recognized as something quite real and something that has had a real impact on countless lives. So there are, for everyone whose conversion either doesn't work or turns out to have been hypocritical or not real, there are stories as well of people whose lives have been transformed, transfigured indeed, by the Christian faith. And it just strikes me that Tiger would be a wonderful candidate, because I really believe that Tiger, when you get down deep, Tiger is a man of real character and strength. And I am sure that at this time in his life, he is feeling the most horrible shame and pain. But it appears, at least from all that we know, that his family is basically gone. I mean, if his wife moves, as she may have done, back to Sweden, he could be cut off from his children for the rest of his life. What a terrible loss! This, and what would it take after all that's happened to convince her and other members of his family that he was someone that they would want to be near again? What could be better?
In our last 20 seconds, let me ask you, if you had been a commentator who espoused another religion, do you think the backlash would be even greater?
No, quite the opposite. Suppose I'd said that what Tiger needed to do was to deepen his practice of the Buddhist faith. Do you think we'd be discussing this today? I doubt it. Look, it is a fact. Look, Christianity makes a very extravagant claim. and I described it. And since it has first been proclaimed, it has been an object of the most enormous controversy. It has been, I mean, you could argue that the two most controversial words in the English language are the words Jesus Christ. It always stirs people up, for better or for worse.
You're very kind to spend some time with us, Britt. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Britt Hume. He's senior political analyst for Fox News.